And now to President Obama's surprise trip to Afghanistan over the weekend. He arrived Sunday and spent less than 6 hours on the ground in Kabul and at Bagram Air Force Base. In the Afghan capital, he met with President Hamid Karzai and other leaders, pressing an agenda of change for the Karzai government. It was his first visit to Afghanistan as commander-in-chief. Before the president flew home, we spoke with NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, who's been on board for the whole trip. And Scott, it sounds like this was a whirlwind, but give us the highlights of the president's short day in Afghanistan.
Well, his first item of business when he got to Kabul was to sit down and have a one-on-one conversation with Hamid Karzai. The president went into that meeting determined to press the Afghan president on what he and his government need to do to match up with the military effort that the U.S. and coalition forces are making on the ground here. Steps like rooting out corruption, steps like doing more to fight the narco traffickers, and doing more to provide a credible government, not only in the capital, Kabul, but throughout the countryside, where there's a lot of skepticism about the central government. The meeting was described as productive, and in fact, President Obama has invited his Afghan counterpart to come to Washington in May to continue the conversation.
And I understand he was accompanied by a small entourage on this visit, led by a general and a former general.
The president was accompanied on his trip by General Jim Jones, his national security advisor, who outlined what some of the goals were for the U.S. And then here on the ground, he met with General Stanley McChrystal, the commander of U.S. forces in the region. Now, of course, the president can talk on a regular basis with General McChrystal via video conference, and he gets weekly updates on how the U.S. is doing with all its various metrics here in Afghanistan. But this was a chance for him to get some on-the-ground intelligence and to meet face-to-face, both with General McChrystal and also with Carl Eikenberry, the U.S. ambassador here in Afghanistan.
And now this visit, of course, comes as U.S. forces and their allies are gearing up for an anticipated push in Kandahar. Y'all were there just a few hours, as we say. Was it long enough for President Obama to try to gauge progress there and how the overall war effort's going?
General Jones says there are signs of progress here in Afghanistan. He's calling this a strategic moment for the region, and that battle for Kandahar will be very telling. That's what General McChrystal has said will be the test of whether the new strategy that President Obama has put in place is working here in Afghanistan. Kandahar, of course, is the city where the Taliban was born. There is still a good deal of Taliban sympathy in Kandahar, and it's likely to be a tougher and bigger battle than the fight for Marja was earlier this winter.
And we're talking about timing of coming events on the ground there. There's also, of course, how this plays out in terms of timing back home, back here in the States. This visit comes after a pretty good week for the president. He managed to get the health care bill through last week. He managed to get a new nuclear weapons treaty agreed with the Russians at long last. Is this visit in part timed to try to exploit some of that momentum he's got going?
Well, certainly no one can accuse the president of resting on his laurels. No one would have blamed him if he had, in fact, spent this weekend resting at Camp David, which was the cover story that the White House put out before this trip. But the White House has said this is a trip that they've tried to make several times in the past, always interrupted by either bad weather or some logistical concern. It was a plan that they had on the shelf. It was a trip the president wanted to make. And the window of opportunity opened up when the planned visit to Indonesia and Australia was canceled last week so that Mr. Obama could monitor the health care votes in Congress. As you say, though, it comes not only after passage of the health care law, but the new arms control treaty with Russia. So the president is, certainly trying to capitalize while he has some momentum.
All right, Scott, thanks very much. NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley traveling with the president.